From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho, good neighbor, and happy Friday.
Same to you. Hey, 26% of us make drunken purchases. The number one thing we buy is food when we're drunk.
I'm in the other 74%?
Yeah, where you what? Drink and Amazon?
It can be bad. Don't.
26% of us admit to buying stuff we wouldn't just because we've been drinking, as a matter of fact. And that's way down from last year. Maybe people have less disposable income this year.
Maybe they're drinking less, or maybe they're building their tolerance to the alcohol that they're drinking. Sit down with a glass of wine. Do you need an Amazoning?
So these are the top foods we think taste better when we're drunk.
Okay.
Number one, pizza.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know pizza tastes good whether you're drunk or you're not drunk.
It does.
I love me some pizza.
I never knew how good that pizza and wine go together.
Pizza and red wine.
They do.
You're just
pizza
a little
and beer
too...
go good together.
There you go.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, we would always go down to Lord Byron's Pizza there at the Northridge Mall. We'd get a huge, an extra large pepperoni pizza and a pitcher of beer. And I think the whole thing would cost us like about $7.
I know. But you've only made $7.
Sushi. Sake and sushi go together. Mm-hmm. We think fast food tastes better when we're drunk. Have you ever done the fast food and the wine pairings at all? There's such a thing.
Not much.
Look that up on the internet. Wings, chips, fries, it's all in there.
I'm a boneless wing person.
You know what? It's been a while since I've done wings. Yeah, wings are a lot of trouble.
It's like peeling shrimp.
I've been known to do that. I have a daughter who's almost a vegetarian.
For some reason, I don't mind the pistachios. But I want my food ready. Just give it to me.
Right.
Give me my shrimps.
Because we also know about you. You don't cook. So, you know.
If my husband wants to eat before 10 o'clock at night, he's going to cook.
All right. It's time for the news. What's going on today?
I think in his case, it's self-preservation.
Probably so.
And now the very latest from our national nightmare, day 10.
Day 10. Oh, my God. We're keeping track. Somebody call Ted Koppel. We'll put it on Nightline. Day 10 of our national nightmare.
Day 10.
This is Nightline.
The next great event of our national nightmare will unfold in a Boston federal courtroom on April the 3rd.
Really? That quickly, huh?
Yes, the courtroom with special guest appearances by...
Yeah.
Felicity Huffman.
Yay.
Come on down. Other defendants.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Yeah.
They're set to appear in court as well as Lori's husband, fashion designer Massimo Giannoli. Come on down, Massimo.
Come on down.
You're our next special.
Our next special defendant.
On the Price is Right for College.
Why are they doing this? I like that. Why are they doing that in Boston?
I don't know.
I mean, this all happened in California.
I don't know.
Do they think they're not going to get a fair trial in California?
Probably
not. What the hell? What the hell, federal government, FBI?
So the hearing comes as the federal investigation is continuing, and there are signs that more charges might be coming.
Really?
Ooh.
Really?
So we hear that other parents are under pressure to cooperate with federal prosecutors.
Mm-hmm.
Some parents are being given a very short little window. The window's cracked, people. They have to consider a deal or potentially face additional charges and possibly special guest appearances in a federal court.
More special guests.
For the Price is Right for College.
Wow.
Meanwhile, at Felicity's house... Her and her husband, William H. Macy, who has not been charged, by the way.
Yeah, we have to say that.
Oh, no. I don't know how people know this or sources. They are distressed, and they're arguing a lot.
I hear she's in tears. She's been in tears since they
arrested I'm sure
her.
She is.
Yeah.
I don't think she's drunk. Maybe she's drunk in Amazon shopping.
Maybe.
We're ruined. You can't spend money on Amazon now.
Maybe that's what they're arguing about. William's like, stop it. Stop spending. I can't pay the black card bill this month. I'm going to call Tori Spelling. How do I get out of this bill, Tori?
They've been married for 21 years.
Well, and that'll probably be the end of it, too.
Now watch. Lori and Massimo.
Yeah.
Remember when what was it, Tarita Goodishay?
Oh, yeah, the Goodishays. Yeah, yeah. Joseph and Teresa.
They had smaller kids.
Yeah.
And so they got to swap.
They got to swap.
The Laughlin Giannolis, their children are grown. So Lori and Massimo, they can do jail time at the same time.
But not at the same place. Whose bitch is Lori going to turn out to be?
Oh, my goodness sakes.
She's a good looker. I bet she'd look okay in an orange jumpsuit.
She probably has the coloring to pull off the orange jumpsuit.
Orange is the new black with Lori Loughlin. There you go. She can star in that show.
Look, she can get work that way.
There you go.
Yes.
That show needs a little freshening up.
She'll be made fun of in prison.
She'll be Kate Mulgrew's bitch.
When there's prison girl disputes, she can pull out her Aunt Becky wisdom.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
How's she going to do her hair, though? I think that's going to be tough.
In a ponytail?
Yeah, probably. Because, you know, Piper likes it like that.
Again, I recommend online. Online college for the older
ones. University of Phoenix is now accepting applications from all students that have been mired in the Operation Varsity Blues. Yeah. We have a special hotline for you at the University
Online
of Phoenix.
Online colleges are going to be, their enrollment's going to shoot up.
Discreet and confidential. No celebrity endorsements.
No celebrity endorsements will be asked for. Kylie Jenner is insisting that she's a self-made billionaire. Well, I have a little bit to say about that.
Yeah, okay.
There's really no other word to use other than self-made. Well, I don't know what her voice, because that sounds more like Kim's voice.
Yeah, you got Kim's voice stuck in there somewhere.
There's really no other word to use other than self-made, because that's the truth. Not a dime in my bank account is inherited.
Well, why would it be inherited? That's the stupidest thing.
But she, yeah, inherited comes along with dying people.
Inheritance is the wrong word, Kylie. Somebody needs to call Caitlyn Jenner and go like, so, are you, when Bruce died, did you leave an inheritance to Kylie?
So everything else since she was 15 has been on her own back, her lips.
No, the back was her sister's. All right, I'll tell you who's trying to make money just by being herself, and that's...
Let me guess.
Halle Berry.
That's was my
back,
yes.
Front, sideways, all views.
Halle Berry, would you just do you ever?
All she's got to do is call me.
She could tweet you.
She could tweet. You know what? She could tweet me and go like, "Okay, stop it, enough."
Halle at bot, or was it hashtag bot? At Boss Boss Radio. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's at Boss Boss.
You think
Boss
I would know that? Halle Berry at Boss Boss Radio. Just for the love of God, and all things holy and sweet. Just tweet the man.
All right, we're out of here. Have yourself a great weekend.
Jeepers.
Talk to you again on Monday. And
I think I would take a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. That's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.